This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Score! The chasing days are done. Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
That's Joe Beninati on Monumental Sports Network with an exceptional call of history. Alex Ovechkin's 895th goal. The chasing days are done. Ovi, now the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL, and it's almost, I don't even know what the word, it's eerie, freaky, weird, bizarre, Anthony, that they wound up doing this in like the exact same number of games. You know, sometimes we see these all-time records get broken because guys just have preposterous longevity. And we know that the guy breaking the record actually isn't as great as the thing. Not that longevity isn't something that we shouldn't want in our athletes and in sports, but that it's purely a counting deal. It's like, oh, that guy, that's an accumulation record. No. If Alex Ovechkin's is an accumulation record, then so was Wayne Gretzky's. The greatness over time, the longevity of quality is the thing that is most remarkable about this. And now we see Ovechkin as sitting atop a list, and Wayne Gretzky, anytime you're touching one of his records, is you're talking about the highest level of sports history, not hockey history, sports history. I've always kind of put Gretzky and Jerry Rice in a different class, Anthony, because Jerry, if you're touching one of Jerry Rice's receiving records, you are so far beyond the guy next to you, the guy that you passed 3 years ago, because that's how long Jerry Rice played at a high level. And Wayne Gretzky's that in hockey. He still holds the all-time scoring record as in points. And he has more assists or more points on just assists, nevertheless more assists, than anyone else if you tally their goals and assists together. Like, that is how great he was and how long he did it. And so if you are touching one of those records, you are doing something so extraordinarily special. And Ovechkin has done it with one team through mostly winning. It's not like he's accumulated a bunch of goals in bad seasons. Of course, I think the playoff struggles are documented up until 2018. And certainly you wish a couple of times since then they could have made some deeper runs. But as a regular season hockey player, there just aren't that many better. And I think the other thing that really stands out to me, Anthony, and this is where I want to open up the phones at 301-230-0980, is that done it, you know, all in one sweater part. Is that done it in DC part. We've never in DC had an athlete like Alexander Ovechkin. Ever. And most cities have not, to be fair, to DC. There aren't a lot of cities that can say the definitive or a definitive top 10 player in the sport played here. Boston is the rare exception. They've got multiple, right? They've got Bill Russell and Larry Bird as Celtics. They've also got, some guys on the Bruins that are kind of on that list. Ted Williams is a Red Sox. Like, those are top 10 all-time type of guys. So Boston, rare exception. But to have a guy for their entire career the way that we've had Ovi in D.C. is just exceptionally rare. One, guys don't do that anymore. And two, and haven't for a long time, especially in this sport. Gretzky wore, three, four different jerseys by the time it's all said and done. And you have a guy in Ovechkin that's been here the entire time, undoubtedly the same. You know, we'll see, she's only 22 years old, but like Trinity Robbins on pace to be one of the greatest soccer players we've seen if her back doesn't cause problems, but she's already talked about the fact that she wants to go to Europe at some point and play. You know, we had Michael Jordan, but Wizards era Michael Jordan is literally like a joke, even though he was still remarkably good when he was here. And it's just, how lucky are we? And that's the thing I think I come back to on a purely sporting side. And I know, you know, to score this moment, or this goal in this moment of geopolitics in the world and everything is a more complicated conversation, part of which we had with Steve Wino last week, that if folks want to, you know, if that's interesting to you, then definitely check out what Wino had to say about it, because it was really good in terms of the context of how like the league is celebrating this and how people within it and how it's being received in hockey circles. But I think purely as a sporting achievement in this moment right now, my reaction to this was like, man, it's pretty freaking cool that we got this guy here, because most fan bases will never get to experience this.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty cool thing. But also the fact that, you know, we get to witness this, like the fact that I'm alive to see, you know, LeBron break a record. And now Ovi's out here, you know, breaking records.
But think about LeBron, right? Like, who does LeBron – these are grown-ass humans. They don't belong to anyone, right? So, like, don't take this – no one take this literally. But in terms of, like, the sports character, who does LeBron belong to? Like, I would say mostly Northeast Ohio and Cavs fans. But, like, Northeast Ohio is a region. But that one's different because he's from there, like, truly from there, of there. But like, his best years were spent in Miami. His golden years are being spent with the Lakers. He spent more time with the Lakers than either the Heat or the Cavs, I believe, at this point. Maybe Cleveland still got it barely, but he's way more years with the Lakers than he is at the Heat, but the Heat got his absolute peak of his powers. So like, who does LeBron quote unquote belong to, right? I don't know. Who does Alex Ovechkin belong to in terms of the sports character, the sports personality? The District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. And that I think is so exceptionally rare and cool and should be appreciated. And I think is appreciated, frankly, by Caps fans and even D.C. sports fans, for whom the Caps are their third, fourth, fifth team on their favorites list.
Yeah. So on top of that, I just think it's crazy, though, that we get to witness players, athletes break records that no one thought was, you know, attainable in a sense. And I remember being a little kid, having, you know, the Capitals draft Alex Ovechkin and being like, who's this great A guy? And then for him to, you know, have his career and like continually, you know, break record and, you know, bring a championship to the city and just spend his entire livelihood here. I think it's incredible because, again, I was a little 8-year-old boy when, like, he first got drafted. And now, you know, he's out here doing big things, breaking records, and, you know, has the Capitals, you know, first in the Eastern Conference. Like, I think if you asked a Rooster, if you asked, you know, anybody on the GND show, they would have said the Capitals are exceeding, you know, expectations. And the fact that, you know, he's doing this on a winning team while leading this team – while he's 40 years old, I think it's even more remarkable. And the fact, Craig, this guy broke his fibula in November. He missed 16 games and still came back even better. Like, it is crazy. So, huge testament to, you know, who Alex Ovechkin is. Again, like, 20 years of doing this, it just takes nonstop dedication. And I'm proud of the work that he's put in the last, you know, 20 years and what he's brought to the city of D.C.
I mean, I think the other thing that like is remarkable about this is the level he's playing at right now. I mean, literally the last month is like as good as he's ever been.
Man.
And I'm by no means a hockey expert. Yeah. And I think like, you know, we talked about this off the very top of the show. I've had people ask me in the last couple of days, especially as this has been the story, right? Why don't you talk about the Caps more? Why don't you talk about Ovechkin more? And it happens with some frequency anytime the Caps like really bubble up in the news. And what I tell those folks, and typically they go, oh, you want to know what? That's fair. Is hockey just isn't my thing. And that's fine. I'm not here to say that my things are better than your things. I'm here to yuck anybody's yum. Hockey's a great sport. I thoroughly enjoy going to games when I go. You know, I've been watching a little bit more as of late, knowing that this playoff run is coming, and it's going to be a bigger part of our show for a couple of months, hopefully, as they go on another Stanley Cup run. And so I've been watching a little bit more, and like, I'm like, oh yeah, this is good. I just, you know, typically I've been a basketball guy. Obviously, I spend a ton of time doing the NFL stuff. I have some other things that are interesting to me, soccer world, et cetera. You know, and especially as women's basketball has blown up, and like, that's something that I've always followed and it's become easier to follow. That's taken a lot of my time over very similar seasons. And so if you care a lot about Ovechkin and about the Capitals, you probably know more than me, and listening to my perspective on something like this, or on a game-to-game basis especially, like, what am I going to teach you? So it's not that I'm ignoring or disrespecting your sport and your favorite sport, but that's when I think it's fun to just notice and appreciate how much this has captured the attention of even people like us who are sports fans who love greatness of – or athletic greatness and can so easily appreciate what it is by reading the perspectives and listening to the perspectives of all those people who do follow this on a more regular basis. But I think when you break a Gretzky record specifically, no one needed to explain to me how special this was. It is just so self-explanatory of how great this is. That doesn't mean there aren't great stories to be told. That doesn't mean that there isn't more context that makes it all the more miraculous. But to get back to the point that, you know, that I was making before I veered off of this, I was kind of gearing up for this, you know, as I said, watching a little bit more, reading a little bit more, making sure that I was locked in on some things, that I was ready for the show and to talk about this stuff. I didn't get very far on the ramp, because the way he's played the last 2 weeks, as this record has been like, oh, is he going to break it before the end of the season? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. Like, how fast? Oh, it's done. He's scored at such a crazy rate that the NHL's probably pissed. Like, this could have been a couple weeks long thing. Hey, can we get past the NCAA tournaments and we could be the biggest story in sports for a week as Ovechkin chases it? Nope. Hey, he needs a hat trick to get it Friday night. Oh, he scored two and darn near got a third late in that game. And instead, he goes and breaks. Oh, can they make it home games this week? You know, we had talked about if he doesn't break it over the weekend, are we going to do our show live at Capital One Arena this week? Don't need to anymore. It's done. If the Caps want to have us, we'll come out and say hi. But like, we're not going to be there because Ovi's about to break the record because he already did it. Just the level that he's at right now on this team playing this well, it's crazy special. 301-230-0980. What's it mean to you, Caps fans? Your chance to chime in before Steve Levy joins us at 5 o'clock to discuss next here on the Team 980.